You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swap's choice for community radio. The Voice appreciates the support of all its volunteers, members, sponsors, and donors. They're the ones who make this high-quality entertainment possible. Be a friend of The Voice. You can set up a recurring donation for as little as $5 monthly. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca or phone 250-463-5026 to find out more. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week Live in the Shoe Swap has been hanging out at the 2018 Roots and Blues Festival and was just talking to the Chris Ronald Trio. They're going to talk to us about a European tour they're embarking on later this year. But first, let's listen to another track from the album entitled Fragments, appropriately named Continents.
Years ago, distance could never divide the widest gaps were small. Nowadays seems we're standing on different sides, and it makes no sense at all. 'Cause these continents are drifting apart. They were pulling away from the start, and we can't navigate by this chart anymore. All the land that locks into place when two worlds collide, staring at an unknown and uncertain space from a rift so deep and wide. 'Cause these continents are drifting apart. They were pulling away from the start, and we can't navigate by this chart anymore. A new map will need to be drawn with the frontiers that have been formed, and the ocean that can't be ignored anymore. There's no turning this tide around, from tumbling down. Things will never be the same. Be the same. 'Cause these continents are drifting apart. They were pulling away from the start, and we can't navigate by this chart anymore. A new map will need to be drawn with the frontiers that have been formed, and the ocean that can't be ignored anymore.
It says in your bio that you're influenced by the Laurel Canyon scene. So are we talking Birds, Buffalo, Springfield, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yeah, very much so. But actually, that was a phrase coined by the Province when they reviewed my previous album. They likened it to the folk and country that came out of Laurel Canyon and the British Isles in the 70s. And certainly, that's very true. You know, listening to as I was growing up, and then you know later on, kind of learning to play guitar and finding my voice and honing my craft of songwriting. I was listening to Don McLean and John Denver and Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and then you know always kind of in the background at home growing up, there would be Carole King and Jerry Rafferty, and so I kind of just grew up listening to great songs, but also I've always been very much drawn to the lyrics,
yes,
and the voice, and you know, like take for example Don McLean and John Denver. It's, you know, it's those clear voices that I've always been attracted to, and I think that kind of comes through in my music too.
Okay, so what's next for you guys?
What are we doing next? John and I are going to Europe in the fall to play in Holland and Germany.
Okay.
And maybe dip into Austria and perhaps even the Czech Republic. We're just kind of working on it right now. That'll be our third tour in continental Europe. We did a great tour in April in England and Wales, the three of us.
We have a fella there that joins us, and he actually books all the tours, drives us around. So that's kind of how it works. So yeah. He's a multi guy, and so we've been on two of those excursions.
Yes.
Thus far.
Well, this will be
this busman's holiday.
Yeah.
And John, there's always a theme that runs through John's experiences in Europe, and English ale and Trappist Belgian beer, you know.
Yeah.
One of your favorite go-to things, I would say.
Yeah, well, you know, something to look forward to for sure.
And and then, you know what, it's kind of after that tour in the fall, that's kind of the promo around Fragments, the album, kind of winding down a little bit.
Yeah.
And so now I'm already kind of starting to think about the next project. And but it's been an awesome year. And this is, I feel that this is like the culmination of a lot of hard work, playing a great festival like this. And I'm also very honored to be asked to MC the main stage as well, and get to introduce these fantastic artists. Martin Simpson played Friday night, and just a phenomenal fingerstyle guitarist and songwriter. So yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay. The final artist on this week's Roots and Blues special is the one and only Harry Manx, who recently released an album entitled Faith Lift. Balmoral Blues host David Blaine and I were able to tag team Mr. Manx. In a moment, we'll hear Faith Lift's opening track, Moon Going Down. But first, Harry talks about his passion for the blues, Indian music, and an instrument called the Mohan Veena.
I'm Richard Sevigny, host of Live in the Shoe Swap here on CKVS. I'm joined here with David Blaine. Do you want to introduce yourself, David?
I host the weekly blues show, Balmoral Blues.
Okay. And we're tag teaming Harry Manx here this morning, who just flew in, and gee, his arms are tired. So how you doing, Harry?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show. It's lovely to be here at the festival.
Cool.
Well, it's nice for you to make the time for us. I think you have a workshop and a performance, so we really appreciate you giving us the time.
Yeah, not a problem. I heard that this area was the home of the blues anyway, so I thought I'd give a little time to it.
So do you consider yourself a bluesman then?
You know, I've always felt I kind of got one foot in the blues, because I've also got a great passion for Indian classical music, so I've sort of had my other foot in that for many years. But you know, I grew up with the blues around Toronto in the 70s. Almost all bars had blues music, and you couldn't help but get involved in the blues in those times.
What was that moment when you decided that Indian music was something you wanted to look into?
You know, I sort of had a passion for India because my father used to go there when I was a kid, and he'd send me things all the time. But I think it was a recording I heard of Ravi Shankar, and it kind of like, what is that? That's the strangest stuff. And then I ended up in India in the late 70s, and right away I bought myself a sitar, and I thought, there's some great pull here. So very early on, I had an attraction to it.
And you play something called the Mohan Veena. Can you tell me a bit of the history of that instrument?
Well, the Mohan Veena is really, it's like a sitar. It has the same string set up as a sitar, but it's played in the lap like an Hawaiian guitar with a steel bar in your
right.
hand. So it's a very new hybrid instrument. It's only about maybe 30 years old at the latest. And I learned to play it from the guy that created it there in Rajasthan.
Well, you spent, 5 years or so studying with him?
Yeah, I did. He tried to get rid of me a few times. Didn't work. I stuck pretty good.
So how is the Mohan Veena different from a regular guitar?
Well, I mean, you're playing it in your lap, you know, but the fact is, it's the kind of instrument you really just play in one key. Don't want to get too technical, but really you just play it in one key, whereas a guitar you can play in every key, you know.
Right.
It's that kind of thing. It's made for classical music, for kind of meditative, you know, introspective music.
Right. It's a function of all the drone strings it's got,
yes,
right?
That's right. Yeah, it's a very deep sound. When you hear it, you kind of get drawn into it pretty quickly.
So then, given that that's a reflective kind of instrument, how did you adapt it to what you do? Because you have a very singular sound.
Yeah, you know, I decided early on that I'd break all the rules, whether it was blues or classical Indian or whatever. So I mix blues with Indian music when I play that instrument, and I've sort of found a way to do that that doesn't offend anybody on either side of that fence. And, just experimentation. Eventually, I realized that there's similarities between some Indian scales and some Western blues, and I try to find those cross points and exploit that a little bit, bring that out.
Yeah, where were you, baby? Oh, when the Clarkstown Mill burned down. Yeah, where were you, darling? Oh, when the Clarkstown Mill burned down. Yeah, I was way down in Sunflower. Oh, my face all in a frown. Oh, and it painted all over green. kiss women. Whoa, whoa, but a man's ever seen. Yeah, they got the prettiest women. Whoa, whoa, but a man's ever seen.